Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this story tries to explain why there's a growing trend of straight men dating trans women. There's no such trend. Stories like this are being promoted as an attempt to make it socially acceptable. And even if they are, they'd be considered gay men now. It's just gay with extra steps. The only reason they might get a date with a straight male is if they trick them and remove the word trans from their dating profiles. Up next, here's the median income for millennials. The middle class is disappearing and you're only making 20 to 25k a year as a millennial, and you have no choice but to live with roommates in a rural area or with your parents. You're also competing to work against migrants who live 10 or 20 to one house. And remember, this one is 9 years old. It's probably improved somewhat because the youngest millennial was 20 in 2016. But even if it's 35k a year today, that's still not enough to have a decent life. Number three, looks like people hit Target where it hurts by boycotting them the last year or two because they replaced their Pride Month aisle with a USA Pride section instead. Looks like shareholders are more interested in profit instead of wokeness. But don't get complacent. Just because it looks like the sanity and the right is winning the cultural war doesn't mean that the wokies won't double down in 10 to 15 years with a new generation. Even the Toronto Pride Parade almost went bust because sponsors pulled out. No pun intended. Moving on, will women become plumbers when they lose their jobs due to AI? In the future, when you're calling a plumbing company and this plumber shows up, how much are you tipping her? Nothing, because she's using the wrong size wrench to undo plastic fittings while a man would just do them by hand. So she's just taking up more time to rack up the bill. As for a tip, I'm not giving her just the tip. She gets the whole thing if she does the job right. Number five, the Muslim Council of Britain has said that banning the burqa would create doubts about the safety of Islam in the UK, and it would encourage many Muslims to leave. What about the right to safety for the original inhabitants of England? Also, I'm pretty sure that there are plenty of people that would love to see the Muslims leave the country. Here's a list of many things that the Muslims hate. Why did they come to Britain? Probably safe, clean streets and economic opportunities. Why can't they create the same thing back home? Up next, and speaking of burqas, do Muslims have a difficult time controlling their jealousy or something? If another man looks at his wife, and that's why they force their wives to cover up. Yes, part of it is jealousy, and part of it is that you don't see that they married their cousin. Another part is they know that if you have a society where there's open nudity and sexual promiscuity, that civilization is destined for destruction. I'm just surprised they don't mistake closed sun umbrellas for their wives. Number seven, a while back, Elon and Trump started insulting each other, and the market ended up crashing. I wouldn't put it past the two of them to stage the whole thing and then watched as the markets went down, bought up the shares and then pretended like nothing ever happened, and sold the shares to a bunch of suckers. It's market manipulation without technically manipulating the markets. And here many of us thought that their bromance was over. Moving on, this woman says that her husband likes it when she shoves three soft-boiled eggs up her schwing-schwing, and then squats down and lays eggs like a hen, only for him to then eat them. That's kinda kinky. Next time, why doesn't she try some ostrich eggs? In India, it's a delicacy called pickled eggs a la vagine. Maybe for Halloween, she should dress up like a chicken and then do this. You know, she's begging for a urinary tract infection. Number nine, speaking of India, here are the most common countries of birth for foreign residents, excluding Mexico and the United States. I can understand all the Indians, but look at all those Canadians escaping to greener pastures south of the border. Then again, I'm sure that all those Indian flags are for Indians that migrated down to the States from Canada. They were born in Canada. What's even more blackpilling is when you realize that the Canadian flag and Indian flag are actually the same one. Up next, should women be given time off for their periods? No. Take some pain medication like everybody else. Plus, they already have sick leave, so maybe they should take that instead. Maternity leave has been bad enough in Canada. I once saw a woman get a job only to get pregnant 6 months later, and take a year paid off, paid for by the employer here in Canada. But maybe we should allow them to get paid time off for their periods. Then men could identify as women too, and we could get the same thing. Number 11, this former cop is now a Lonely Fools model, and she shares how much she made in the first month. Looks like after 150 years of feminism, women have not evolved beyond showing their poop shoots for money. She better invest that money instead, because AI is about to take away her ability to make cash doing that. On the plus side, one less female cop. On the minus side, one less easy ammo dump for a criminal. Moving on, someone says, here are the greatest threats to Western civilization. The greatest being liberal women with liberal arts degrees. I don't know about that. I think that Islam, with the whole inbred cousin marriage and the violent enrichment, should at least be tied with those liberal women. I understand China, but I don't really understand Russia. It's got an incompetent military, and they're just self-sufficient and isolated on the other side of the world. Number 13, men are more likely to die from almost all of the top 10 leading causes of mortality. The only thing that women die more from is Alzheimer's. I guess when you have the privilege of letting your mind atrophy because you have a man to take care of everything else, that would explain it. I also think that women are responsible for the higher mortality rates among men because they separated nuns and monks, and they live the same length of time apart. The only answer is the stress of women is ending men sooner. Op next, women often say that men need to stop comparing them to objects. That's right, because women like Catherine here are already comparing themselves to objects like the PS5. I'd pick the PS5 over her because I'd get years of enjoyment instead of just one night. Plus, the PS5 won't give me an STD either. Hell, at this point, I take a 16-bit Sega Genesis system with Sonic the Hedgehog and Evander Holyfield boxing. Number 15 looks like Disney's got another flop on their hands. They're releasing their first plus-size heroine in a new film and say it's about time. Is it just my imagination or does she look like Amy Schumer? Also, maybe Disney forgot about WALL-E, where everyone in the film was a land whale in space. Maybe I should ask Grok if Rosie O'Donnell or Oprah have ever been the lead actress in a Disney movie. The only reason this is probably happening is because some fat HR chick had dirt on someone. Moving on, if you want proof that we peaked as a soy society in the early 21st century, then all you have to do is look at the CGI from 2005 versus the CGI from 2023. Either that or there are way too many DEI hires and all the talented people are making content on YouTube and aren't being hired by studios. Also, back in 2005, the CGI team got $5 million to make the film. But today they'd only get $500,000, and most of that work is being outsourced in Chindia. Number 17 looks like Liverpool Pride was cancelled for 2025. Even the Toronto Pride Parade came close to being shut down. Looks like there's a shift happening. Then again, maybe all the illegal aliens would have overrun the parades, and the organizers are shutting them down because the Muslims will burn the city down if they don't. Maybe they also threaten to throw someone off that very fine building in the picture. Up next, no one tells ugly, bald, short, autistic men that women reject them based on their looks first, and their behavior second. And women lie about it, saying things like, being nice is a bare minimum. If the truth was out there for all to see that women are all about men that look good, then men would stop trying and just go their own way. Which is what we're seeing right now. Even incels that learn about female nature walk away from female attention and validation. Number 19, this guy leveled up so he can get together with a mid-chubby girl with a lazy eye. Maybe the eye tells us that she's survived a stroke or something. Then again, she's not even white. She's a Latina. I've seen Indian Rajas in Canada, the equivalent of Chad or Tyrone, get their hands on white women. But those would have been women the Caucasian 6s and 7s would have ended up marrying. Moving on, here's the difference between what girls think guys want versus what guys actually want. To be honest, I'd want both if they were still on the market. The one on the right used to be a man's wife and the one on the left his mistress. We want both for different reasons. The truth is that most men want a hooker at home and a godly church woman everywhere else, like a classy lady. Also, the one on the left would look better in a sundress. Number 21, remember that everything in this picture is now in your pocket. All except that magenta-colored member on the bottom left. That would be up your poop chute. Another thing that's in your pocket is the FBI snooping on everything you do with their supercomputers, looking to see if you disrupt society. Also, don't forget that all of this is now in your pocket and requires far fewer batteries. Those double Ds are heavy and expensive. That's what she said when I took her to the plastic surgeon. Op Nexus has to be the greatest practical joke ever played in any generation. The kids today will study for 18 years only to graduate in time for AI to take their jobs. Ha ha. It's like being a horse in the late 19th, early 20th century, and finally being ready for the road. But then you're sent to the glue factory instead. Most kids today can't write cursive with a pen or even type. The future will be terrible for them unless they get one of those rare AI prompting jobs. Number 23, a mother who abused her son so bad that he had to have his legs amputated will be released early from prison. And I wouldn't be surprised if she got custody of him immediately upon release. A man doing this would have received 25 to life because men are the accountable sex. In reality, this case requires capital punishment. Maybe they could use the wood chipper on slow mode or something. remember that kids are more likely to die in the custody of their mothers than they are of their fathers. Moving on, who is this? Wrong answers only. Is that Hillary Hilton or Britney Spears? If you were a teenager in the 90s, then you remember that this is Bjork, on one of the best keyboards you could ever have. She was 30 here. It doesn't matter how pretty or beautiful they are because the wall takes them all. I think the part of her appeal is also that she kind of looks Asian, even though she's from Iceland. Her music is also still unlike anything I've ever heard since. Number 25 and the last one, do you feel old yet? This girl is wondering what the hell does burning CDs mean? Do you put them in the fire or something? Just like my generation used to wonder about what cutting a record was. I used to make tens of thousands of dollars selling vintage flapper CDs that were burned from the 1920s on eBay. Just be glad that this pain doesn't exist anymore. Nothing like your favorite burned CD scratched so bad that it'll never play again. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.